Ladies and gentlemen. Oops, sorry. Microphone's out of place. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 256. And I need a new microphone stand. Yeah. Totally distracted by everything all of a sudden. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a great episode. Ooh, I can hear myself. There we go. Fix that real quick. Yeah, so we're going to talk about this past weekend. I got to play some street ball over at Mag Hill Paintball. That was an experience and a half. And I'm going to talk about the new paintball on the street. You can see here in the background, I've got the Art Life Pharmaceutical Concern Paintball. It's a mouthful. Some interesting stuff happening with this paintball, I think. I want to talk about it. See if I can fix this microphone. This is just not working for me. There we go. That's working. That's better. Excellent. All right, we're here. So we're going to talk about streetball. So streetball, that was cool. We had Kevin Curry on last week, 2 weeks ago, because I missed a week, to chat about what his experience of streetball was. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, streetball is a one-day tournament with whatever rule set you want to run with. But the idea is that you take everybody's names, you throw them in a hat, and then the teams are selected at random. And what this does is it prevents proper teams from showing up to these events, to these tournaments, where maybe there's some new players, maybe some players are trying out speedball for the first time, or they're trying out this form of paintball, whatever form of paintball you're playing, they're trying it for the first time, and you don't want them to get stomped. And it worked out really, really well. So my team, which was made up of... I can't even remember their names. I'm terrible with names. Anyways, that's really terrible of me. Maritime Snapshot is on Instagram. He was one of them. I should know him as Panda. So we'll roll with that. And the other one, I've played with him a couple of times and I forget his name and I feel terrible for it, but that is life. We came in dead last. Woo! Good times. It wasn't that anything was terribly unfair. It was just that's how the game rolled out. With one team in particular, they just did really, really well together, and that was exactly the whole point of the streetball tournament. So that was super fun, and there was some pretty great names. Trying to remember some of the paintball team names there. Our team was the Beard and the Boys, right? Gotta represent this beard. Another one was Meg Hill Maniacs, and then there was I don't remember now. It's all losing me. The heat's getting to me now too, so bear with me here. This might be a short show because if the heat gets too much, I might call it because I don't like sweating profusely on camera. I don't think anybody wants to see me sweat profusely on camera. What up, Tyler Kerfoot? What's up, buddy? Yeah, so it was a good time. Street ball. It's fun as hell. Like you don't know what team you're gonna get. One poor sap. Is he from Hustle or Spartans? Might have been Hustle, one of the teams. He ended up on a team with two players that had never played paintball before. That was a struggle. He definitely struggled. Christopher Struck says, I had to escape my glass heat box to watch this. Well, I appreciate you watching it, Christopher. I really do. And, good to hear that there's some mini leagues happening out west, out in Saskatoon, or Saskatchewan. That's cool. I'd like to see the small stuff come back. Excuse me, I'm pounding the water back because I'm sweating it out as fast as I'm drinking it in. So, so the street ball thing worked out really well. Everyone had a good time. 3-minute games, and everybody played, I don't know, 5, 6 times, 7 times, something like that. We played urban street ball. So what it was is there's a town, Mag Hill Paintball has this really great village built. And what they did was they basically put us at either end of the village and it was three, they roped off the village so that you couldn't go too far around the place and all that. It was very tight, and it was just three flags. Whistle goes, you got 3 minutes. If you eliminate everybody on one team, the game is over. And it worked out really well. They were really fast-paced games, really intense. There were so many angles that you really couldn't cover everything, which was great, because that means that you could lock down, say, 3 out of 5 lanes. So that meant the other team had 2 lanes to move. So there was no, like, getting stuck at the 50 and slinging paint at each other. There was a lot of sneaking around. A couple of guys got shot in the back. Like, that's how quickly you were able to move around this field. It was really well done. The rules were mechanical only. We even put it so that you couldn't use electronic hoppers. The field had to hand out, like, old school, like, just hoppers, like, just plastic hoppers, because we decided that, you know, you could run an EMAC, and if you put a, you know, I've got a Z2. If I put a Z2 on that EMAC, I can put as much paint downrange with that EMAC as I can with the Mini, which kind of defeats the purpose of going with mechanical only. So it really did slow the game down to a point, and it did a really great job of players weren't scared of going on the field. They weren't scared of getting lit up, and it really, really opened up the field to everybody. I think everybody had a good time. It was a really great, great game. And it just turned out really, really well that by slowing it down, making it mechanical only, combined with short, fast games, meant that you got more paintball per minute, like actual game time. Now, this is one thing I think needs to happen everywhere, is more small games. I know for a little while, everybody was like, oh, we need big games. There needs to be more big events and make big, big games. I think right now what Fields should try and do is really try and hammer home these small, fast games. 3 to 5 minutes, you're in, you're out. They're intense, they're fast-paced, you get way more paintball. Like, I know it sounds counterintuitive to say that with less time you get more paintball, but what I'm finding is when I play a 30-minute game, let's say we're going to play a 30-minute game or a 45-minute game or an hour game, whatever. At one point, the game slows way down because everybody sort of gets to the 50. Everybody sort of figures their way around the field. This invisible line forms, and nobody's going past that line. There's just a lot of paint being thrown back and forth, right? Which is great for the field. Lots of paint getting thrown. But it's really stagnant. Nothing happens. Nobody moves. Eventually, one side loses a player or 2 players, and the line breaks, and everyone pushes through. But that's not enjoyable to the other team. What's happening, Dave? Dave Fraser's in the chat. It's not enjoyable when your side is the one that breaks and you just get stormed by this other team. That doesn't make you want to play more. That just, it sucks. It takes the wind out of your sails, right? It's just what it is. But if you go into a game and it's 3 to 5 minute game, you step foot on that field, and the second that whistle goes, boom, you're playing paintball. Boom, 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 boom. You fire a bit of paint, and you're not going to shoot a lot. You only got 3 minutes. So unless you're playing, you know, 5-man games, like proper speedball, you're not going to shoot a whole hell of a lot of paint, especially with these angles that Meg Hill had set up that, you know, I went through 3/4 of a hopper was the most I went through in one game. I was running pump, to be fair, but still, that's not a lot of paint. A lot of the mag-fed players said they were only going through 2 or 3 mags. One guy only went through 1 mag. That's not a lot. But they were still having a ton of fun, because as fast as the game was over, you were back into another one, and you were playing more paintball. So it's not just sitting around waiting for something to happen. No, you're hitting the field, you're playing paintball, you're getting off the field, you're putting more paint in the hopper, filling your pods, filling up your air, getting a drink of water, getting a snack, back on the field, boom. Play some more paintball, come off the field. It's very fast, but it's more fulfilling, in my opinion. I think that's what more fields really should try and do. I'm not saying that's the way to save paintball or how to fix paintball or grow the sport or any of that nonsense. What I'm saying is that these small, fast-paced games are way more enjoyable and way more accessible. Because they really are. That's just how it is. So So if you've got a local field, try and organize this. Just go to them and say, hey, look, I want to run a one-day tournament. It doesn't need to be for anything big either. I think, like, they gave away some prizes, which is really great. Boundary Threads, who made this hat, was giving away some stuff, like prizes. But for the most part, I think it was, like, you got, like, a gold bead necklace. Like, that's all you got. It wasn't this crazy, actual big tournament. It was just, you know, really great, a fun day. But it was tournament style, so we tracked the points. We had teams. We tracked the points. But go to the field. Say, hey, your next walk-on. Like, why don't we divide the teams up randomly? We'll do teams of three, teams of four, and we'll run those games, like 3 to 5 minute games, and see how it goes. Really, I'm saying, like, go to your field owner and say, this is what we should try. It doesn't require any extra work from them. They've already got the refs on the field. You've already probably got flag stations. Gaff's paintball, what's happening? You know, they've got everything they need, and there's no props, there's no storyline, there's no background story, there's no nothing. You just play some paintball. It's paintball at its core, I think, is what I'm trying to really get at here. So, super fun day of paintball. Ultimately, I've talked about this for like 13 minutes now. It was just a really solid, great day of paintball, and I'm super happy for how it turned out. My team lost. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But streetball is the way to do it. I really enjoyed it. Maybe you don't get to play with your friends, but doesn't matter. You get to shoot at your friends at some point, right? That's the better part of it. So it's really great. Folks, if you're watching this, do me a favor. Share it around. Share it to your streams. Share it to groups. Share it to your friends, your family. You know, it really does help the podcast grow when it gets shared around. One guy... oh my God, I can't remember his name. Jason something. It was amazing. I went live from the field and Jason Powell, that's who did it. I went live from Meg Hill's field. Gentleman by the name of Jason Powell. He shared it something like 40 times in every conceivable group. Everything from like grandma's cribbage group to like the Kijiji group. Like, it was everywhere. And I'm really, it's just funny that like this half-assed like 4 or 5 minute live video from Mako Paintball is now one of the best trending posts on the podcast page. It's just funny how things turn out like that. So yeah, that was fun. But yeah, do me a favor, share it around to everyone. Make sure everyone gets to be involved in the conversation. I'm going to take 2 seconds before we talk about this big green box next to me here. Because, you know, it's what I have to do eventually. I want to, let's take 2 seconds to talk about the fantastic people who make the podcast possible. Not in any particular order, but we're going to start with PB Swag Bag, a monthly swag bag of paintball gear sent to your house once a month. You just go to pbswagbag.com. You can use code MPP10, save yourself 10%, and they send that right to the house once a month, as long as Canada Post is cooperating. They're not with me, so I haven't gotten mine in a month, but we fixed it. Just Canada Post kind of messed me up. So, pbswaybag.com, save 10%, use code MPP10. Speaking of more saving, defconpaintballgear.com, use code MARITIMES, you can save 10% on almost anything on the website, including the DEFCON supply drop, similar to the swag bag, but different. The difference is that DEFCON paintball gear is Canadian, which means it's a little more accessible to the average Canadian paintballer. So, defconpaintballgear.com, use code MARITIMES with the S, and save yourself 10% off just about everything. One of the longest standing sponsors of the show, Tier 1 Armament, fantastic individuals. These guys are the MagFed tactical specialists. So go to tier1armament.com or tier1armamentstore.com. And they've pretty much got everything you need for MCS, and other stuff you might never even know you wanted is there. I don't have a graphic yet, but I will get one done up very, very soon. Artful Dodger, fantastic beard and tattoo bomb, folks. So check out ArtfulDodgerBeardOil.com or Artful Dodger Beard and Tattoo on Facebook. And he makes amazing beard oils, beard balms, tattoo balms, all that great stuff. I really wish I had a graphic up to put up, but I don't. So go check him out. Artful Dodger Beard Oil. Google it. You'll find him. He's a fantastic guy. It's all handmade in the Maritimes. The true MVPs, though, the Patreon supporters, we got Tim B, Matt S, Dr. Rush, Jeffrey, Ryan, Alex, and Tony. These fine individuals are the true MVPs, the Patreon supporters. So you can go over to patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast if you want to become a Patreon supporter. I'm not begging for it. Just a matter of if you feel like you want to do it, do it. It'll probably feel good to do it, so do it. But yeah, those are the people that make the podcast possible. So all fantastic individuals. Really appreciate all of their help. I really do. I know it sounds very like, oh, yeah. But no, I truly, truly do. And of course, to all you fine folks who've been liking, sharing, commenting, all that jazz is a blessing. It really is. It does help. It truly does. So let's go on, because this show is probably going to be a short one, because I can already feel my hat getting wet from sweat. That's how disgusting it is in this room. Let's talk about the green box over here on the right. So this is, see if I can lift this. I pulled all the muscles in my back and shoulder, so I don't know if I can lift it. Okay, I can. So this here is the Art Life Pharmaceutical Concern Commander Paintball. Now, this box is, of course, courtesy of Meg Hill Paintball. Fantastic guys. I mentioned that I wanted to try this paint out, and they were like, "Yeah, bro, we got you," and handed me a case, and I was not expecting a case. I was expecting a bag. Like when somebody says, yeah, I'll give you some paintballs to review, I'm expecting a 500 round bag. No, instead I got a whole fucking case, which means I have 2000 paintballs to do all sorts of stupid shit with to find out how tough they really are. And we're going to do some cool stuff. I just want to talk about, I played around with them a little bit, and I want to talk about my very first impression. So right out of the box, right out of the gate, let's clear the air. Let's talk about, yes, these paintballs are manufactured in Russia. They are then bought by a Canadian distribution company and then sold to Canadian paintball fields. Is that a bad thing? No, I don't think it is. I understand some people are like, no, buy Canadian, buy GI. You know what? My car is made in Japan. My phone is made in China. Most of the computer equipment I have is assembled in Taiwan. My sunglasses are made in the US. My shoes are made in the US. Like, it's inevitable. Now, I'm not saying don't support GI, and I'm not saying don't try and buy Canadian. This hat is Canadian. My beard oil is Canadian. I shoot GI paint when the field offers GI paint. I shoot Vulcan paint when the field offers Vulcan paint. The fact of the matter is, this is a brand new paintball in my market. It might not be in yours, but it's a brand new paintball in my market. I'm very excited about it. Am I going to boycott it because it's not Canadian? No, I'm not. So I'm sweating and it looks like I'm crying. Ew. So anyways, I'm excited to try this paint. I'm excited for a new paintball because for the longest time, for what, the past 5 years? It's been Vulcan or GI. And everybody says GI paint is crap. And then everybody says Vulcan paint is crap. And then it's, oh, you got to use GI One Star for the MagFed stuff. No, you got to use Vulcan Graffiti for MagFed. You got to use Vulcan New World for Hoppers. And you got to use anyways, blah, 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 blah. I don't give a shit. The paint can be good. The paint can be bad. Now, it doesn't matter. All the companies make paint. They make good batches. They make bad batches. Where are... Aha. So one thing... First thing I noticed when I looked at the box Now, I'm going to do a full proper review video on this, but I just want to talk about this. I'm really excited about this paint. I've had it in my house for like 2 days now, and I'm excited to talk about it. Okay, so you know when you buy like a box of Vulcan graffiti? I'm going to go with graffiti because I have that in the other room. Right on it, it says 0.68 caliber. Right? So 0.68 caliber. Okay, that's fine. That's a 68 caliber. Have you ever had a 0.680 caliber paint? It does not exist, right? Even like the sizers, when you get a paintball sizer like this one from Exalt, which came in my PB swag bag, which is great, the closest this one measures is 0.681. These guys, right on the box, it says 0.685, which I thought was really strange that they were very precise. Maybe they're not precise. That might just be the middle number. But they specifically said 0.685. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it to the test. And there is no 0.685 on the sizer. It's 0.684, which the ball actually fits perfectly into the 0.684 sizer. So that's the 0.681. It won't go through. But the 0.684, it's a little snug, just the way you want it in the barrel. So, or 0.684. So I thought that was kind of funny that they were like, oh shit, that's actually 0.685, 0.684 paint. That's awesome. That's nuts. So that's pretty cool. When I measured the graffiti came in at, I think it was 6, 7, 8. I forget now. No, 0.684. That's right. So yeah, the graffiti paint comes in at 0.684, which is fine. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that it's funny that this company advertised like 0.685 and it came in at 0.684. That's pretty cool. The paint, the fill is pink, which I thought was really strange. You don't normally see pink fill. Normally it's yellow fill or white fill. This stuff is pink. The seam is very good. On graffiti, I found that the seams always go in a little bit, and they make like a divot, not a major divot. It's just, it's a gel sphere. There's no way to get it perfect. The Russian stuff, it's still got a little bit of a divot to it, but not as much of one. Now, again, these are all just like looking at the paint, right? Playing with the paint. I shot the paint. The paint shot pretty much the same. Right out of the mini, I'm going to do some more tests, but right out of the box, this stuff was definitely a little bit more, or was it all the same? Like it was basically the same. They shot basically the same. My gut tells me that the commander stuff, the Russian stuff, a little more accurate, but, I'm not 100% confident on that. I don't know if that was so much the paint as it was just me zeroing in on it, on what I was shooting at. So that very well just could have been me. But neither paint was flying all over the place. So that's a good sign for both graffiti and, this stuff. Now, one of the tests they do on their website, one of the tests is they soak it in water and it doesn't, right, so yeah, so Matt Savigeau says paint will vary depending on temperature, humidity, and curing time it has gone through. Absolutely. Every batch is a little bit different. It was just nice to see that out of the box. You would think like, oh, this is a pharmaceutical company making paintballs. It's from Russia. It's probably crap. Out of the box, it's not. It's actually a really good paint so far. The one thing I'm really curious about, though, is the way the ball is made. Now, on the box, there's a whole lot of information on this box. It talks about, Mike Merlo, Dissolve. So, on their Facebook page, on Art Life, Art Paintball, yeah, Art Paintball's Facebook page, they put two paintballs. One, I think it was GI, and this in water, and they just waited and they just timed it, and the GI one dissolves and falls apart. Which I'm not entirely sure what that test is supposed to show. I guess like you can use this in the rain a little more easily. Like you're less likely to get it like messed up from the rain, which I guess is a plus when you're worried about that kind of stuff. But yeah, they dip it in water and they just let it sit, and this one doesn't dissolve in like 2 minutes. I think it takes almost a full 2 minutes of being totally submerged in water for it to swell and then fall apart. Well, look at this in the comments. Derek Welts from Colder Distribution. If you have any questions about the art paintballs, feel free to ask. Love the show. Awesome. 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 I will definitely be asking questions after I test the ever living shit out of this paint in both proper and hilarious ways. Don't get me wrong. I have 2000 rounds and you think I'm not going to do stupid stuff like, can it handle being run over by a car? Cause I'm going to do stupid stuff like that. I'll do the proper tests. I'll do the, I'm going to do the size test. Maybe what I'll do is I'll take 10 random paintballs from 4 different bags and I'll measure them all out and all that. I'm going to shoot them out of the mini. I'm going to shoot them out of the KP3 pump. I'm going to shoot them out of the TGR2 and I'm going to shoot them out of the T15, which will be a really great, they're all different barrel sizes. So boom, right there, problem solved. I got different barrel types to try. I'm going to put them in mags too. I'm going to load up a TGR mag and a T15 mag with both paints, with both the graffiti and the art paint, because it actually specifically says on the box, applicable for mag-fed guns. So I'm going to test it through mag-fed markers. So I'm going to put them in the mags. I'm going to put pressure on the balls. So I'm actually going to release, I'm going to put them in the marker. Boom. And put them in the marker and leave it for, I don't know. Let's go for something extreme, like 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and then wait and then take them out and see if any of them have dimpled. That's something I want to try as well. I also want to take it apart. I want to take the ball apart. I want to actually cut it apart because according to the box, it's like 4 layers. There's an outer shell, an inner polymer diaphragm thing, and then an inner layer, and then the actual stuff. Matt Civigio, if it does not dissolve in water, I'd be interested in a small snack size sample of them. But you know what? I could when I'm done destroying the ones I want to destroy, maybe I'll send you a Ziploc bag of this paint. Christopher Struck, try it after a day. That's a great idea. I'll leave them in a mag over an entire day. Like, we're going to go hard on this paint. I'm also going to like put them in the mag and then kick the mag around. That kind of stuff. I'm going to break one in a barrel on purpose and like see how quickly how easily it cleans out. Maybe I'll smudge it into a t-shirt and see how well it rinses out, that kind of stuff. So I'm excited for this paint. I'm excited that there's a third contender, I think is what I'm really excited for. Cause no longer is it, oh, do I get to shoot GI or do I have to shoot Vulcan? It's like, well, some fields are carrying this paint, right? Some fields are carrying the art paint, the art life paint, or art, I guess it's art paint, art paintballs. Meg Hill has it in, and they also have graffiti. We shot graffiti for the street ball, and this stuff here, the art paintballs, we didn't bother shooting because the graffiti, just people were more comfortable with it, especially some of the speedballers who were in. Now, the MagFed guys are just hot and horny over this stuff, though. Oh, man, are they ever hot and horny over that. I could tell you, though, by playing with, I keep squeezing on this, and there's a little bit of give to the ball, a little bit, but it's not dimpling, and it doesn't feel like it's going to break. Now, watch, I'm going to pop this thing. It's going to go all over my camera and all over my computer screen. It's going to be hilarious, and I'm going to laugh, and you're going to laugh, and we're all going to laugh. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to make sure I'm not missing any comments. Nope. Yeah. What was I saying? I forget now. Art paintballs. I'm excited. The sizing aspect of it right away intrigued me. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out if there's a way I can actually like cut open the paintball right now on the air. Oh, wow. Okay, maybe not. The toaster will laugh. Yes, I'll shoot the toaster. Zach, I'm not eating this. Ah, there we go. So the fill, I can show you what the fill looks like, what the color of the fill is. At least I think I can. Let me try. So, see that pink? I'm trying to get into the paintball. So the comments are rolling in. So it's a nice, it's a pink hue. You don't see a lot of pink paint either. It does not. Oh my God, I can't squeeze it. I don't know what's going on with it. This is so weird. I'm going to have to film this. I've gotten the ball to dimple flat because I poked a hole in it, but it won't go down any further. And I'm squeezing really hard, but the paint won't come out. That's so weird. That's so weird. Oh, man. Like, I'm squeezing hard on that, and it just didn't want to do anything. I let it with a little bit of paint, but nothing else. Best before date on the box. I don't know. Is there a best before date on the box? Should there be a best before date on the box? Oh, here we go. Expiry date. February 14th, 2022 is the expiry date on this paint. Storage not more than 60% allowed, or storage humidity no more than 60%. Storage temperature should be between 12 and 24 degrees. The comfort formula is 10 to plus 25. Off-season formula is minus 3 up to 10. So this is off-season formula. So this stuff is meant to be used between minus 3 and plus 10. But yeah, so, I mean, February 2022 is the expiry date. That's not bad. That's pretty cool though, right? I think it is. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it works. Off-season formula. I'm not sure why I have off-season formula. I am really intrigued by why I can't crush this ball, this paintball. Oh, that's so weird. I would really like to get Derek Welts on the show. I think would be a great idea to talk about this paint. I don't know how interesting a show would be to talk about paintball. It's a paintball show. I guess it'd be like a gun show talking about bullets, right? So keep in mind, Mark, the stuff I have is off season. It actually says on it. Sorry. Ugh. If you look at the ridiculous, oh my God, there. So the sticker is actually on the off season. I know you can't see it because of the glare. There we go. Woo. So this is off season. Off season formula. It's what Meg Hill had, and it's what they gave me. So yeah, I'm not sure why. All I know is I'm fooling around with off-season paint. It's what I got my hands on. And again, I'm not saying like this. The whole point of me playing around with this paint and testing it out and doing the review on it is not to be the definitive like downward graffiti up with art paintball. It's more like you got a third option. So excuse me. So the whole point of it is just to discuss the third option because I love competition. I love competition in a marketplace. I don't think one or two individual companies should ever control the market. So there's a comment right there from Derek Welts. He says, "Let's do it. Awesome. I'll bring him on the show. Maybe we'll try that next week. That'd be a good time. Due to COVID, our summer formula was delayed. We had to hold on to off-season a little later into the season than intended." COVID fucked everything up in the paintball world. Everything. People don't seem to understand that, like, shipping was delayed from everywhere to anywhere. So it happens. But it's all good. I'm about to sneeze again. Whew. So, So yeah, I've got bags of this stuff to play around with. I've got, as you can see, I've opened up a bag of graffiti and threw it in a Ziploc bag. I'll be shooting that tomorrow or the next day. So I'm going to film it all. I'm going to film everything I'm going to do and make a video. I think it'll be a fun little video. And like I said, I'm going to do a lot of fun, stupid stuff. So we'll see, but I'm going to call it now. I'm starting to feel, my face starting to like feel funny from the heat. It's not heat stroke. It's an allergy thing. So nobody worry about it. Nobody call 911 or anything like that. But that's it. I'm going to call it at 38 minutes. Sorry folks, if you were hoping for a longer show, I apologize, but this heat is killing me. I turned off the air conditioner because it's loud in the microphone. And then as soon as I turned off the air conditioner, boom, the room just heated right back up. So it sucks. It is what it is. Okay. That's it. I'm out of here. So thank you so much to anybody who has liked and shared and commented and all that jazz. I truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you to all the sponsors, to, PB Swag Bag, Def Con Paintball Gear, Tier 1 Armament, Artful Dodger. And of course the real MVPs, the Patreon supporters. So it's been an absolute blast. Thank you so much. I'm dying of heat over here, so I'm out. So until next week, cheers.